Welcome back to Project Independence in You at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. My name is Rebecca Miller, and I am the Deputy Commissioner for the Department of Services for the Aging, Project Independence. My co-host today is Sabina Miller, a Project Independence member since 2009, a Great Neck resident, and just an all-around fabulous woman, friend.
Thank you.
And Project Independence member, thank you. And we are talking with Mark Breyer, who is a comedian, Long Island, Long Beach-born comedian. And I know, Sabina, over the break, you wanted to ask Mark something. So
yes.
Why don't you take it away, as they say.
Yes. And going back, I mean, you knew at a young age you wanted to become a comedian. And I'm sure that your mother, your grandmother said, get an education, go to school, get an education. It'll wait, you know. And then I'm sure they wanted you to get what we used to call a real job. You know, you're a comedian, you're an actor.
Right.
You're a I was a dancer. You're a dancer, get a real job. How did you handle that, and did you get a lot of that?
I heard that a lot, and I did have opportunities many years ago to write for somebody, and I had to turn it down. It was for a famous radio personality, and I couldn't do it because he could only pay me so much, because it was really a part-time gig, but I had to be there every morning when he was on the radio. So I couldn't quit my accounting, my job,
yeah,
my
yeah.
real job. But I got into comedy, and now that I'm semi-retired, I'm doing comedy pretty
full
much
time.
Full-time.
You're doing what you enjoy.
Right.
That is so important.
Well, a great comedian who was also the world's funniest accountant, his name is Bob Newhart, who was an accountant, said, if you have the talent to make people laugh and you don't do it, it's a sin. He said that in his book. So I try to do that every day, make people laugh, because I think our seniors, that's the greatest thing that they can do, if you can bring to them. So I'm thinking of a new service that the Project Independence can do. They can call me, and I'll tell them a story or a joke, and I'll do it 1 hour a day, every day, 7 days a
week. You know what? It really, for seniors, well, for everybody, but particularly for seniors, because they have more spare time to think, and that's very bad when a senior starts to think. They really need to laugh. They need it like we need vitamins or we need to walk and... You know.
Absolutely. When you say think, we want them thinking. We just, when we tend to age sometimes, if we're widowed, we can become isolated. So it's good to know that there are comedians out there that, you know, have programs that seniors can see and go to at senior centers, at libraries. You know, usually you have to go to a club. Maybe it's late at night. But someone like Mark, who's going to libraries where seniors can, you know, get transportation to if need be, you know, they can go during the day. So it's
exactly.
terrific. And this is great. And this is a perfect lead up to a question we talked a little bit about. I'd love to know who your early comedic inspirations were beside grandma and mom.
Okay. Well, like you say, I do a lot of shows. Most of them are during the day. And I don't just perform for people. I perform with people. I don't pick on anybody, but I get the audience involved. I'll stand there and I'll say to the audience, who was your favorite comedian? And then I'll do an impression of them. And they'll do Rodney Dangerfield. And they'll say Jackie Mason. And they'll say Red Skelton and Nipsey Russell, Jackie Vernon. I'm bringing back names from the past.
Names
Toadie
I haven't
Fields,
heard for years.
Toadie Fields.
I remember these.
Belle Barth, but she wasn't that clean. I bring up everybody. Moms Mabley, Minnie Pearl, Robert Klein, who still is around, of course. And many of the comedians, Maury Amsterdam, these are names you don't hear every day. And I bring up them, and I have the audience bring them up, and then I do an impression of them.
That's great. Do you, when you do your stand-up, are you more of a storyteller or a joke teller? I mean, there are a lot of people who could like real go joke after joke after joke, which
right.
could be really funny. But then there are more, you
right.
know, comedians who tell the stories that are just hysterical.
Yeah, you're comparing like the likes of Henny Youngman, who was the one-liners, rapid
right.
fire,
take
or
my
like
wife,
a Bob Hope,
yeah.
take my wife,
please.
Or the Myron Cohen, the old storytellers. I do a bit of each.
a little bit.
But I talk about the family. I talk about my. I have seven grandchildren, so I talk about the grandchildren. And I was one of seven grandchildren, and I talk about my grandmother and all the funny things that she said over the years. I always get the family involved, and my Uncle Melvin, you know, who spoke with a Brooklynese accent, and you know, we bring about, we talk about people, we talk about the Bronx, we bring up things. My mother went to high school. She graduated Evander Childs High School, and you know who was in her class? Carl Reiner. So if my mother had gotten together with Carl Reiner, I could have been the meathead. So we talk about the Bronx, we talk about Queens, we talk about growing up on Long Island.
Right. That's that. I'm sure that opens up for a lot of funny stories. And going to school on Long Island, and especially with a Long Island crowd. I mean, there's nothing better than, you know, understanding and getting all the humor, you know, especially when you're, you know, from childhood and the things that are different today. I mean, I'm sure you talk about that, the difference with technology.
It's unbelievable. Like my grandson, Troy, I say, Troy, he's playing with all these electronic things, all this technology, and the iPhone and the iPad and the Wii, the game and all that. I said, Troy, when I was your age, we didn't have any of these electronic devices. He says, yeah, but you had the dinosaurs. They don't know how old we are, the grandchildren.
Right.
My other granddaughter, oh, God, we caught her. She was playing doctor the other day.
Can you imagine?
8-year-old, Cammy, she was playing doctor with a couple of boys. And my wife got very upset. She said, what happened? She said, nothing happened. Don't worry. We sat around for 3 hours, and then we double-billed the insurance company. It was great.
Very, very funny. That's great. So do you have any funny grandchildren? Are the kids funny?
The
so
kids
are we going to have
funny.
Little Mark Breyers
All
running around?
All of them. Oh, one grandson, Aiden, he's very funny. My wife just got her hair done at a place right down the block here.
Yeah.
And she goes goes over their house. I spent $180. He's the one who said, oh, I don't think you got your money's worth.
You know,
but they're funny.
I remember a comedian a couple of years ago. I can't remember who it was. I'm sorry. Maybe you'll recognize this. When he was saying, you know, talking to his son, you know, his son who's on the playing video games at home and on the cell phone and the computer. And he said, you know, because I grew up during the 80s, and it wasn't a super controversial time, bad hair, bad music, but no, not bad music, good music. I shouldn't say that. Parts of it. But, and he would say, you know, what do we say to our kids? Like our grandparents would say, you know, we used to walk to school through the snow, the hills. You know, we're like, we look at our kids and we have to say, you know, Mom and Dad used to have to go to a pinball store to play video games.
Right. You had to go to play pinball machines.
Yeah. We had to go play pinball machines. I mean, that was the suffering.
I grew up in Long Beach. You know, you had to play skee ball on the boardwalk and stuff like that. You know, you'd spend $4 and you'd win all these tickets. And then you'd go to cash in the tickets. You'd win the handcuffs, the little... You got to be politically correct. You can't call them Chinese handcuffs. You got to call them Asian American handcuffs. Now, I got in trouble. I did a show at a church, and even though I'm Jewish, I love Christmas. I love the Christmas music. I love Christmas. I studied Latin for 4 years in high school. I used to sing all the Christmas songs in Latin. You know, Venite Adoremus, Adeste Fidelis. And I said to this audience, my favorite Christmas song is the Little Drummer Boy, and I got in trouble. They said, you can't say Little Drummer Boy. It's not politically correct. You have to say Diminutive Percussionist Adolescent.
I can't even spell that.
Neither can I. I had enough trouble saying it, but thank you, Sabina.
So what about today? Who do you think is funny? Who out there are you kind of impressed with?
I've worked with quite a few very funny. They say the godfather of comedy on Long Island is Richie Minervini. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. But that's who I started with at Richard M. Dixon's White House Inn. But I opened for a guy three times in the last 6 months who, his name is Chris Roach, and he is now one of the stars on Kevin James's new show, which is being filmed here on Long Island. Kevin,
I watched
can
it.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's the big guy, the 6 foot six guy.
Oh, right.
And he is such a nice guy, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy for him.
Great.
Because he's been working for about 14 years, and now he's made it. So it's great for him.
Long Island has a lot of talent, huh, Sabina?
Oh, yeah. I have another question. When you work like freelance, a comedian, you know, basically they know you, they want you back. But how far in advance, like if your wife says, I'd like to go on vacation, take a trip, can you say to her, I'm booked for the next 2 months or 3 months or no?
I can say it to her because I happen to like getting beat up. But no, I try to put aside time, you know, like I try to book my shows like 5 shows in 7 days if I'm working and I have time off, because if she says we're going, and very rarely, but my Laughs at the Library program, I have had over 120 different comedians perform with me.
Wow.
So I have a whole troupe, men, women, all kinds, and I've worked with some of the, there's a young lady, Leanne Lord, who's one of the funniest comedians in the country, I'd say, who's been on some of my shows. And I get people to fill in if I have to take
off. So, in other words, you can not only go away, you can obviously afford to go away.
I can afford to go away, yeah. The Bronx is a great place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my grandchildren, they went on a vacation right after they got back from camp. They went to the Grand Tetons. My wife and I, we went to the Grand Concourse.
Okay. That's right. Grand Concourse. Well, it was beautiful. Mark, we're actually running out of time. See how fast things go? Before we kind of welcome our next guest, I just wanted people to know how to connect with you. I see you've given me a card with a big circle. I'm going to assume that's a phone number.
That's a phone number.
And that's a 516 phone number. If you would like to book or speak with Mark Breyer regarding comedy, you can connect with him on 516-205-7504. You can also call 311 and ask to speak with Project Independence, and we can help get you the information needed to connect with Mark. Mark, it was great having you as a guest, wasn't it, Sabina?
I thoroughly enjoy it. You know, I believe it is so, particularly for seniors, it is so important to laugh, to smile, to have something to laugh about.
Oh, yeah.
And we owe the comedians a great debt.
I know. Yeah, I agree.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Sabina. Sam on the controls here. Thank you very
great.
Much.
Great. And that laugh
and
track.
Christina.
Our
and
Christina.
Christina, the producer, thank you for having me back again. This is my second time here.
That's great. Maybe we'll go for a third.
Again.
You could be the Alec Baldwin of Project Independence and you with SNL. He's been on the most, I think, or John Goodman. I don't know. We'll have to look
John.
Up those facts.
I love John Goodman.
All right, we got 5 seconds. We will be back. 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.